WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 65 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. 2 years ago, the Bryan Planning and Zoning Commission and City Council approved building 240 apartments north of the Blinn College campus. Developers now want to add another 72 units, and that's generated neighborhood opposition.
Tomorrow's City Council meeting takes up a P&Z recommendation granting the expansion on land bordered by Villa Maria, Nash, and William Joe Bryan. 11 homeowners to the east in the Briar Meadows subdivision talked about the increased traffic and on-street parking from a maximum of 528 apartment bedrooms. Dorothy Hagan among the speakers.
We have lived within apartments, and they are very noisy. The motorcycles go, and the cars go boom, 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 boom. Now, how would you like to live by that?
A Briar Meadow developer, Paul Avendis, says the apartment complex will be marketed to young professionals.
We tried to do an age-restricted 55 and older apartment complex a while back, but it was a tax credit. Everyone has started talking that it was low income and all that. This is not low income.
If approved by the council, the parking issue would be resolved by a 15-member site planning committee. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
More than 4,000 Texas A&M students living on campus this fall will not be required to have a meal plan. Spokesman Shane Hinckley says that follows negotiations led by Interim President Mark Hussey with students and the school's dining service provider.
Dr. Hussey opened it up for them to talk about the concerns that students had reported to them through surveys and other interactive means, and came to the conclusion that we needed to draft a new dining plan.
This fall, only freshmen living on campus and cadets will be required to have a meal plan. Hinckley says there are no changes in the five-year, $125 million dining services agreement. Governor Perry's choice for interim president at Texas A&M has left his job with the A&M system. The Eagle reported Guy Diedrich resigned last month. He was paid $300,000 a year as the system's vice chancellor of strategic initiatives. Diedrich has been with the system and flagship school in various roles for the last 10 years. Tonight's agenda for the Bryan School Board meeting includes possible action on a resolution for a bond issue in November. During a board workshop 2 weeks ago, Superintendent Tommy Wallace says the Facilities Committee talked about grade alignment in general without naming an elementary that would be closed.
We didn't talk specific, and so for us to do that yet would be a little premature, so we just wanted to make for sure it said either or. We don't know yet.
You can read the draft resolution online at WTAW.com. Hundreds of thousands of 911 dispatchers are recognized each April during National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week. Overseeing the dispatch operation for the College Station Police Department is Bob Radke.
You may be on the phone getting some information from a caller and at the same time listening to the officer's information coming back to you on the radio and returning information that you are hearing from the caller to the officer on the radio.
Radke says his staff of 20 handles a yearly volume of 420,000 calls. WTAW News Time is 7:09. It's 65 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Zwirneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
Caring for a loved one with Alzheimer's is a difficult and challenging experience, and it's one you don't have to face on your own. Hudson Creek Alzheimer's Special Care Center is the only freestanding Alzheimer's community in the Brazos Valley. We have licensed nurses on site 24 hours a day. At Hudson Creek, we support independence, provide a sense of belonging, and create meaningful moments for our residents. Hudson Creek is on Coppercrest Drive in Bryan. Call 774-0700 to schedule a tour, or visit jeaseniorliving.com. License number 102654.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
Good morning, it's 7:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. 8-to-8 service means overtime coverage for you and your family without overtime charges. You come home, unit's not working, give them a call. They'll get somebody out there that day. 690-2278. Here are some numbers.
Some sun will develop today, but there'll also be some passing cloudiness. There could be some showers and thunderstorms. Highs today 80 to 85. Showers and thunderstorms around tonight. Lows will fall back to about 60 to 65. Partial sun tomorrow. Shower thunderstorm may pop up during the day, 80 to 85. Clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night, 60 to 65. And it's sunny Wednesday with highs of 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports with A&M baseball playing 3 over the weekend. Also caught up with A&M men's tennis, who are the SEC champions. And it's win and you're in for the Lady Vikings in the 5A playoffs. We'll get to that and more in sports. We'll do that for you about 7:50.
The high school playoffs.
Yes.
Makes it easier. So, you remember when?
Andy Rooney.
Sure. Back to the Future, where Doc Brown gets like a banana peel and stuff and beer and pours it into Mr. Fusion to make the DeLorean go?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, present time now. British Airways has announced its Green Sky project that will convert solid waste into fuel. Washington, D.C. based Selena. I thought that was a singer.
It's Selena.
Oh, okay. Anyway, fuels will use a proprietary technology called plasma gasification.
All right.
What a great name.
The future is now.
Yeah, I mean, and even if it doesn't do that, just to call it that is pretty cool, all right? Anyhow, so they're gonna do that, and what that will do is then convert the waste into gas. It will use a chemical conversion process called the Fischer-Topsitz, which of course we're all familiar with, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then convert that gas into jet fuel. Solid waste will actually be derived from a landfill, making it a benefit not just to the airline, but to the 16 million gallons of jet fuel that they use annually. That will be enough to make a flight from London City Airport carbon neutral.
Ooh.
Yeah. And again, if they say it is, how are we going to know? Have we got Al Gore back there with a little meter to test it to make sure that it's carbon neutral?
Oh, if he'd stand in front of the jet blast, that would be okay.
That'd be kind of fun. I'd like to see that, where they go to the landfill, get that stuff, and then go. Now, what do you have? You have to take the diapers out of there? I mean, you know, do you have to sort through
this stuff?
That
would add methane. That's got to help.
Yeah, I understand. But I'm just saying, I mean, they say this, but it's a 10-line description probably doesn't cover all that it's going to take to make this thing happen.
It's got a cool name, though.
Yes, it does. Yes, once again, let's see. Where do we call that? Gasification?
Plasma gasification.
Plasma gasification. All right. Well, we'll work on that. Get a bumper sticker that says that. It's now.
I break for plasma gasoline.
Yeah. Okay, so day after Easter, even though the Easter egg roll is on the front lawn of the White House today. So it's time for our Easter stories. In Mint Hill, North Carolina, teacher says a plastic Easter egg she was going to give to her students was filled with cooked bones that could have easily been mistaken for candy. Now, I think bones, like chicken bones, yeah, or human bones, yeah, bones of some size, but, you know, and I don't know how big the egg is.
Why on earth would you get, never mind.
And the big question, of course, is still without an answer, and that is, what type of bones are they, number one, and number two, how could they get inside the plastic egg that is on a store shelf to begin with?
It's Easter, it was a rabbit.
Yes, yeah.
Duh.
And you thought it was going to be that Cadbury Bunny thing that opens up with that filling of something, whatever it is. Anyway, egg was filled with bones. It had no smell, there were no feathers, there was no fur, there was no carcass. Oh, so it's like an egg like that.
Oh, so it's a teaching thing.
Maybe so. The teacher believes that somebody intentionally, perhaps maliciously, put it in the egg. Dollar General, where she bought the plastic egg, said it is investigating. The egg was packaged, it says, and made in China. All right.
So somebody got done with their lunch and just put it.
Wow. Wow. Did you hear the story on Fox News this morning about the kid who hid in the wheel well of the jet?
Oh, man, yeah.
From San Jose to Hawaii.
He shouldn't have survived.
No, he must be in pretty good physical shape to be able to withstand that.
Or lying.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's just, golly.
We'll see. Maybe he knows where the airplane is.
Wow.
I don't know. It's an unusual story, and I guess I don't know that I've heard of one of somebody surviving that.
No.
More normally than not, we hear the kind of unfortunate story that when the landing gear engages, that person comes out.
I don't think I'll be able to understand this until I see a 3D representation on CNN of the wheel well where the kid was laying.
And I hope they have that model ready today.
Mm-hmm.
Either that or by Wednesday they'll have a mock-up, that is not full size, but you know, large enough that the news anchor can show us what that's about.
Oh, sure.
I say that because over the weekend I saw a 3D representation of the ferry.
Oh, did you?
As the divers were going down and cutting holes in it on CNN.
Oh, really?
And yeah.
Isn't that wonderful they can do that for us?
I guess so.
Doesn't mean it's accurate, but
no.
Just fun. Okay. Then there's the story of Aaron Grumpel, who was arrested over the weekend. Pittsburgh police say that they responded to a fight call to find a woman with a red and swollen eye. She told police that during the Easter egg decorating party, Aaron threw hard-boiled eggs at her after they'd gotten into an argument. Authorities say that after the police made their way past the makeshift barricade in the bedroom, Aaron was there with a row of knives and swords.
Ow!
And he was tased and subdued.
Good.
Nonetheless.
Good.
See?
Was the sacramental wine involved?
I don't know. I'm just, I think it probably had to do with the vinegar that you used to dye the eggs. Maybe that was part of the thing. If you're ever really lost on a road trip across U.S. America, perhaps you might be lucky enough to find yourself next to one of the giant 70-foot concrete arrows that point your way across the country, left behind by a forgotten age of U.S. mail delivery. Have you ever heard of this?
No.
One of you Google this, because long before the day.
Stone arrows, concrete arrows?
Concrete arrows. Let's go way back before the days of radio. The U.S. Postal Service began a cross-country airmail service using Army war surplus planes.
Wow.
From World War I, many piloted by former Army flyers.
Yeah.
It's true, huh? To get the planes and everybody's mail safely across the country, the postman needed a little help. So in 1924, the federal government funded enormous concrete arrows to be built every 10 miles or so along established airmail routes to help pilots trace their way across America in bad weather and conditions, particularly at night, which were a more efficient time to fly. They were painted bright yellow. They were built alongside a 50-foot-tall tower with rotating gas-powered lights and a little rest house for the folks that maintain the generators and the lights.
Yep, see those too.
These airway beacons are said to have been visible from a distance of 10 miles high. A handful of these beacons and arrows have been fully restored and have become tourist attractions. How many other 70-foot concrete arrows are still out there, nobody knows.
There's a map that's got a stamp on it as from the National Postal Service that says July 1924.
Wow.
And it goes from New York in almost a dang straight line to San Francisco.
How could we have not ever heard of that?
I don't know.
And maybe we have a listener out there who has. I read that this morning. I'm going, it's not April 1st.
These exist.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
it's such a trip, though.
Okay. There you are.
All three of us. Nope, nope, nope.
Nope. Yeah, exactly. All right. And that's... So they're across the center of the country, kind of.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
They've got one of them.
Flyover country, if you will.
They've got one of them here that's like a fork. So if you're flying in from one side of the country and you need to divert to go to Salt Lake City, or if you're coming from somebody else, this is the diversion point to go to Salt Lake. It's just type it in when you get to work and look it out on Google. It's really kind of cool.
Concrete arrows right there.
I can't imagine that while we fly commercial, a pilot wouldn't point that out for all the things they do point out. If you look down on the right side of the airplane, you see, you know, I just. Anyway, all right, there we go. We all, the three of us anyway, learned something today. It's 7:21.
If you missed Kairos Truck Center's Demo Day sale, don't worry. You can still take advantage of zero down with 0% interest on every zero-turn mower in stock. Hi, this is David with Kairos Trucks, and the zeros have been extended. Get great deals on all Cub Cadet, Ferris, and Hustler zero-turn mowers in stock with zero down and 0% interest. This year, cut your mowing time in half by taking advantage of the zero down and zero interest on all zero-turn mowers at Kairos Truck Center. Kairos Truck Center, Highway 21, half mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hillco. Hillco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel, and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hillco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hillco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6, to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-825-0500.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hillco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hillcosupply.com.
Celebrate Brenham's 124th Mayfest, May 2nd through the 4th at Fireman's Park to celebrate their German heritage. Starting at 6 p.m. Friday, free live Texas country music, food, German soda water, and wine. Saturday, immediately after the 10:30 parade, food, dance groups, arts and crafts, and $6 all-you-can-eat Bluebell ice cream. After an authentic German church service Sunday morning, the fest starts at noon with a beanbag tournament, homebrew contest, German bands, kids activities, plus food and drink. Visit mayfest.org. That's MAIFEST.org.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Caller with a good point. He said, yo, how would you feel? How confident are you going to feel if the airplane pilot is pointing at the arrows down there? Because, you know, maybe that's what he's having to use to get to where he's going.
But. Well, it said from 10 miles, so I don't know what is 30,000 feet.
Well, that's 50. Well, 10 miles would be 50,000 feet, wouldn't it? 5,280 feet.
Well, I think they mean 10 miles away.
Oh, well,
because it's not just straight up. You want to see it
out. Because no airplanes are going to be flying at 50,000 feet. Yeah. We know that. That's for sure.
Not that we know of.
They want to see it from 10 miles out as they approach them.
Yeah, that's okay. I understand. But the little gas lights, and they got like a lighthouse keeper there, too.
Yeah.
What a crap job, dude. You're in the middle of nowhere.
Maybe. Well, look. Hey.
You get a lot of Sudoku done like that.
That's exactly right. I don't know they were doing that in 1924, but, you know, you get to read. You get to be by yourself. You know, there are people who don't want to be around people. So,
there's people I don't want to be around. I'll send them out.
All right, so some claim a huge windfall of cash has been dumped on Colorado since the legalization of marijuana. They like to use tax revenue and tourism as two examples as to why this legalization of pot has been the windfall to the state. Turns out Colorado's legal pot law so far has not lured a sustained surge of out-of-state marijuana lovers. Says who? Says the hotel and restaurant industry.
And they wouldn't lie about that.
They would not. A spokeswoman for Visit Denver, which is the city's tourism office, says, "We're not Amsterdam. This law was passed because the people who live here wanted it for their own use. The thought process behind the law wasn't really for tourists. In Denver, for instance, you can't smoke in public, you can't smoke in a hotel, you can't smoke in parks." How does that work? You have to rent a car and smoke in there? Yeah. Wow.
Well, you can smoke inside your house.
Well, but if you're... But yeah, and that's...
For people visiting.
Right, but for people visiting... Hey, do you mind if I come into your house and smoke?
I mean...
That's not going to work.
Well, and tourists still have to go back and potentially be drug tested at their jobs.
What?
Oh, that was... Someone had a little picture. It said 421 National Random Drug Testing Day. Yeah,
I saw that on Facebook this morning. National Random Drug Testing Day.
Yeah, you are buzzkill. It's 7:25. We'll check the weather in just a minute. You know, I've told you before, my sleep number is 65, and that's great. I mean, I'm happy with that. Raised it, once because I wanted to have a firmer mattress, and you can do that with your sleep number bed. Sleep number has the technology, though, that it's a dual chamber situation so that your partner can have a different number than you do and you don't disrupt each other because most couples don't agree with how firm their mattress should be. Problem solved with Sleep Number. And you know the story about that, and we've told you about that. And maybe you've thought about this, but you've thought you cannot afford a Sleep Number bed. That's not true. Introducing an all-new Sleep Number Classic Series that features all the latest innovations, and the price is pretty comfortable, too. The Sleep Number bed gives you, this one gives you the same support that you'd get from any of the other Sleep Number beds. If you go in right now to the Sleep Number store, queen mattresses start at $699. And right now you can save $300 on the all-new C4 queen mattress. Obviously cost you nothing to go in and try this to understand exactly how the Sleep Number technology works. These folks at the store can answer any questions that you have, but you'll feel the difference. So stop in and see them. It's exclusively at the Sleep Number store. And the Sleep Number store is located on Texas Avenue, right by Harvey Road, near Chick-fil-A. My number is 65. Check out your number at the Sleep Number store. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast, and it's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Boy, the weather is just spectacular. Do have a slight chance of showers today, maybe 20%. It's 30% tonight. And then looks clean and green all the way through the weekend. High temperature each day will probably be anywhere between 80 and 84. Low temperature will be in the lower 60s. And right now we've got some clouds out there, and it's 65 degrees.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
A new fashion trend is bubbling under the surface, and it's poised to take off, maybe. Unlike much of what happens in the fashion world, though, this trend is centered on men. Maybe. Now, ushering in this new fashion craze are Adam Freck and Andrew Volk, owners of Meggings Man Clothing. It opened in Chicago last month, and they sell Meggings to men. What are Meggings? Well, I'm sure you've seen the skin-tight leggings that women prance around in. Meggings are leggings for men. Until now, only entertainers like Justin Bieber have worn them for good reason. But that's changing. Freck and Volk, say that meggings are absolutely intended to be worn in public because men want easy wear items they can incorporate into their wardrobe. They say guys everywhere wear skinny jeans, and meggings are clearly the next step. Now, Freck and Volk claim that men are already wearing meggings. They layer them, sometimes even under their shorts, like women do. And you guys, some of you guys, will be glad to know that meggings are made for the male physique. They have inverted panels on the hips and a faux zip on the front. Suggested items to wear with meggings include tank tops, T-shirts, and hoodies, along with heavy boots. And by the way, GQ does not like meggings, but who cares? GQ is a dinosaur. Question is, does Obama's pajama boy like meggings? If he does, then they are in.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
During tax season, LifeLock reminds us that identity thieves know that virtually all the information they need to steal your identity and even your life savings is on your tax forms. Case in point, Treasury Department announced that an ex-IRS employee used taxpayers' personal information to file multiple fraudulent returns, stealing more than $300,000 from taxpayers like you and me. Last year alone, identity thieves stole over $3 billion with fraudulent returns. So if you're filing taxes this year, especially if you're filing online, do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Protection. Visit LifeLock.com/rush for details and a special 10% discount. Or call them and use the promo code RUSH to get the special 10% discount. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810.
Network does not cover all transactions.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 65 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast. Coming up after the news, good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. The Bryan School Board may decide tonight how to proceed with a November bond election. A draft resolution, which is online at WTAW.com, was discussed during a board workshop 2 weeks ago. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says the price tag might be less than the last estimate of $140 million.
That's where I think we found some additional where we can cut the project down.
The resolution calls for turning Stephen F. Austin into administrative offices and building a new school for either 5th and 6th graders or 7th and 8th graders.
We just didn't want to say which schools yet. We wanted to refine the plan, and so it's just either or right now.
The proposal calls for closing one elementary, which the superintendent says has not been decided. Board members have not demonstrated any opposition to the grade realignment, which would also convert elementaries to kindergarten through 4th grade buildings. For the second time in 3 years, a proposed apartment complex near Blinn College is coming before the Bryan City Council.
In 2012, the council approved 240 units on land bordered by William Joe Bryan, Villa Maria, and Nash. Before construction began, developers have returned requesting an expansion to a maximum of 312 units, amounting to 528 bedrooms. Developer Paul LaVenta spoke last month when the Planning and Zoning Commission recommended approval.
This is for young professionals. There's a lot of people in the St. Joseph area. There's a lot of people that go in all the hospital area over here that work. It's badly needed. You can't find housing in the area.
Levinas also is involved in the nearby Briar Meadows subdivision, where 11 homeowners in the age-restricted development oppose the apartments. Speakers include Bob Mosley, who says traffic congestion on Broadmoor would be as bad as Munson Street in College Station, where he worked as city engineer.
And if you add that many more density to the apartment complex, it's only going to aggravate the problem.
A concern shared by P&Z and neighbors is parking, since the proposal calls for only 8 guest spaces. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Those who eat on the Texas A&M campus will be seeing more changes. This fall marks the start of the third year of a private company, Chartwell's, in charge of campus dining. More than 5,000 survey responses from students last fall went into discussions this spring between the provider, university administrators, and student leaders. University spokesman Shane Hinckley says that the end result are changes to drop the meal plan requirements this fall for more than 4,000 sophomores, juniors, and seniors who live on campus.
And I think that's what was key, is that we wanted to make sure that it met everybody's needs, the students' needs, the infrastructure's needs, the university's needs, and that's what was great about this plan, is everybody was able to participate and came away with a solution that benefited everyone.
The mandate now applies to freshmen and members of the Corps of Cadets who've always had dining plans. Hinckley says no changes were made to the $125 million five-year contract. And the new dining plan agreement provides enough money for Chartwell's to make a variety of changes this summer, among them the Sabiza Dining Hall, adding cooking and service stations in the dining room. Chartwell's also plans to bring Starbucks Lime Fresh Mexican Grill and a Chick-fil-A back to campus. 4 months after not being named interim president of Texas A&M, an administrator with the A&M system resigned. The Eagle reported Guy Diedrich stepped down from his $300,000 a year job as vice chancellor of strategic initiatives. Governor Perry wanted the A&M regents to select Diedrich as an interim president. Perry's endorsement of someone who was not an educator rankled faculty members. For the last 10 years, Diedrich had various roles with the flagship campus and the system. Old cell phones can still be used to call 911, and that's causing an increasing problem for 911 dispatchers. College Station's Chief Communications Officer Bob Radke says remove the battery before giving phones to children as a toy.
Because every cell phone now can call 911, and when you do dial 911 from your cell phone, and if you should happen to reach us and it is an error, stay on the phone with us so we can determine where and what's happening to make sure that you're okay. When you don't and we send someone to the location, we put resources out there that you know, may be needed to assist someone that's having an actual emergency.
Radke says if you're unsure whether your call is an emergency, go ahead and call 911.
Well, it's not bad to call when you didn't need to, unless you're, you know, purposely doing it or trying to get someone in trouble, which that in that case is illegal anyway.
In College Station, dispatchers handle around 30,000 911 calls a year. WTAW News Time is 7:35 at 65 degrees. We'll have more news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At the brand new Fred and Fred Seafood Market, their motto is, if it were any fresher, it would be in the sea. That's the quality and extremely fresh seafood you'll find at Fred and Fred Seafood Market. If you're looking for Gulf shrimp, redfish, snapper, cod, haddock, and more, it's at Fred and Fred Seafood Market. Ask about their ready-to-cook seasoned fish, great for quick and healthy dinners. Fred and Fred Seafood Market on South College, just south of the farm patch. Aggie-owned and operated. Fred and Fred Seafood Market. You'll taste the difference.
If you grew up in Texas like I did, you more than likely grew up in a house that had a gun. With that said, you know a little something about firearms. At least I thought I did. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and I tell you what, if you want to get a lesson, go to Gun Corps. Joel and Wu, the two owners, both have combat experience, and they show you more about guns than you ever thought you would know. And for me, the best part is they do it without making me feel stupid, because you don't want to go in there thinking you know something and then find out you were completely wrong. Dad may have had a gun, but he doesn't have guns like you're going to find at Gun Corps. To find out more, go to gun-corps.com.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. When it comes to roofing warranties, how much do you really understand and how good are they? At Schulte Roofing, we make them easy to understand. For example, our workmanship warranty is for the life of your roof. That's it. No tricks, no gimmicks, just solid professional roof installations. Schulte Roofing is the only place that's offering a lifetime workmanship warranty. There are no holes in our installations or the guarantees that back them up. They're bulletproof.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the
7:37, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Some sun will develop today, but there'll also be some passing cloudiness. There could be some showers and thunderstorms. Highs today 80 to 85. Showers and thunderstorms around tonight. Lows will fall back to about 60 to 65. Partial sun tomorrow. Shower thunderstorm may pop up during the day, 80 to 85. Clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night, 60 to 65, and it's sunny Wednesday with highs of 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Needed to be able to answer as a group, and every time that opportunity's presented itself, our guys have always answered.
And the answer they did big with the bats yesterday. That's A&M head coach Childress, and they did more than a little good against Kentucky. Unfortunately, it was just on Sunday. Also, A&M tennis is now the SEC championship, and girls softball playoff action is today. We'll have all that and more in sports, and we'll do it for you in about 12 minutes.
So a guy in Los Angeles decided to eat one of every sandwich on the Burger King menu in one sitting. Kevin Strahl filmed himself eating 11 burgers, one after another.
Ugh.
Meal included a Whopper, a double Whopper, a triple Whopper, even woofed down your entire Angry Whopper, which comes with apparently beef, a thick cut of bacon, pepper jack, onions, jalapenos, and spicy Angry Sauce. Angry Sauce. In all, his lunch amounted to over 6,000 calories. Good for him. He's a competitive eater, somehow managed to swallow it all down. He posted the video on his website, warning others not to attempt this. Because, after all, he's a professional.
Yeah.
Good for him.
And Angry Sauce would be that little bit that comes back up when you think it's a burp. It's like,
oh, quit God. It. Oh, ow, stop. It oh, yeah. All right.
Thanks all right. for that. Yeah.
And if you think the world's best pizza is made in Italy, then think again. Judges at Italy's annual Pizza World Championships in Naples have awarded the grand prize to a chef from Australia. Johnny DeFrancesco's margherita pizza beat out 600 competitors from over 35 countries. The cook says, honestly, I just went to Naples to do what I love. didn't think I was going to make a big stir. Well, good for him. So a margarita pizza, which is kind of a minimalist pizza.
Yeah, very much so.
It doesn't have a lot of stuff on it, so just saying. And no matter what, even if it is fast food, it could be expensive. Michael Cole, not the actor from the Mod Squad, probably another one, dropped by his Del Taco for the Crunchtata pizza. I don't know. And two beef tacos. He paid, found out his bank account was completely drained. The restaurant, it turns out, charged him $4,000 for the meal.
Whoa!
Yow!
A spokesperson for the restaurant chain said it was a glitch in their computer system that affected 150 customers at their restaurant in northwest of Los Angeles. Customers were charged thousands of dollars each because of misplaced decimal points.
So when that happens, then are they liable for the bank charges on everything else that's going to crater?
I certainly would hope so, would think so, but I don't know. I don't understand how it was a glitch. That sounds like maybe somebody's got fat fingers or something.
Yeah.
And put the decimal place.
It's that little double zero button on most calculators.
Is that what it is? Yeah. To do it every time. It's 741. Today is muster day. Tonight is muster. 7 o'clock at Reed Arena. That's where the campus muster will be held. Muster started, I think, in 1903. They set it on April 21st, of course, San Jacinto Day as well. Mm-hmm. But if you haven't been, it's a pretty stirring ceremony. And if you ever get to answer for someone, it's something that you don't ever forget. And they do fill the place up. So it's something that, that again, makes A&M a unique place. And I would strongly suggest that you go and do that. Time was that they used to hold it on the grounds in front of the system building, the old system building, you know, as you come up the main entrance. When the weather would be nice, they could set up chairs out there, and it would be an outside muster. But obviously it's been indoors for a while, and it's been in Reed for a while. But that's tonight at 7 o'clock. If you so choose to be there, even if you don't have anyone who you would be answering for, as I say, it's something that you will not forget.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Everyone wants to reach their destination. Have you reached your fitness destination? A fitness evaluation from Aggieland Fitness Dome will determine your current fitness level, help you set realistic goals, and our staff will show you a plan to get results. If you've hit a roadblock, join Aggieland Fitness Dome and get your fitness evaluation as part of your membership. Reach your fitness destination with the Dome. Call 690-DOME or stop by the Dome off Highway 6 at Barron Road.
When it's time to choose a pediatrician for your child, make sure you choose a practice where you're the boss. One where the board-certified pediatric specialists work for you and your family, not a big hospital system. Since our founding in 1978, University Pediatric Association has grown into one of the largest independent practices in Texas. Our independence means we answer only to our families, not a corporation. At UPA, we understand the hectic schedules of working parents and provide the services you need, like evening and weekend hours, a pediatric nurse that's on call 24/7, and we're conveniently located on Rock Prairie Road, just two blocks from Highway 6. Healthcare is changing in America. Today, more than half of all doctors work for a hospital system, and that's driving up the cost of healthcare. So ask yourself, who does your pediatrician work for? At UPA, the answer has always been you. For more information, click on upadocs.com or find us on Facebook. UPA, every child deserves a specialist.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If you're a contractor, I'll bet you already know the importance of having an insurance agent you can rely on. Time is money. You can't afford to waste time waiting on your insurance agent to get you what you need. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we know what contractors need. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so providing great coverage and pricing is something we do every day. If you build it, fix it, or service it, we can help. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or visit us on the web at wegibson.com.
Hey, gang, if you're thinking about making the switch to Suddenlink from your current satellite or cable provider, now is the best time to bundle and save. They're doing this thing called the Big Switch event from Suddenlink. Suddenlink's SL200 HD TV, the 15.0 internet, and home phone for only $30 a month per service when you bundle it all together. The 30-day money-back, we promise guarantee goes with all of that, and there's absolutely no contract. So if you're locked into a satellite contract right now, switch. You can get up to $250 back when you switch and save with Suddenlink. Now, if this sounds like a good idea or maybe even a place you'd like to work, Suddenlink offers awesome career opportunities in the thriving industry and is looking for customer service supervisors offering a competitive salary with significant incentives, compensation potential, plus great benefits, flexible hours, and a 24/7 call center in Tyler, Texas. Join the Suddenlink team to see a difference, looking for a natural leader who enjoys sales and wants to make a difference in people's lives. Visit work4 suddenlink.com to apply and start your career today. Again, that's work4 suddenlink.com to apply.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X salicylic acid peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
It doesn't take much to strengthen or weaken a marriage. In fact, it's often the simple decisions you make every day that'll lead your relationship in one direction or the other. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. A few years ago, I passed by the laundry room in our home and noticed what had to be a 4-foot pile of clothes needing to be ironed. To be honest, I was a little irritated that my wife Jean had not gotten it cleaned up sooner. The thing is, I wanted her to know how unhappy I was. So in a huff, I set up our steam presser right there in our living room and worked my way through basket after basket of clothing. I spent most of my Saturday with a bad attitude, expecting Jean to come and finish what I thought should have been her job in the first place. Later that night, I realized I had let a simple thing like ironing create a wedge between Jean and me. I could have asked why the clothes were piling up in the first place. I might have discovered she'd been too busy with our boys to get to it. Or maybe I should have offered to help. Better yet, why didn't I just tackle the pile with a smile on my face and a good attitude? Fortunately, I've learned to use life's simple moments to build my marriage up rather than tear it down. Well, at least most of the time. To help your marriage thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Attention homeowners, Quicken Loans has some important information regarding the U.S. government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Nearly 3 million homeowners have already taken advantage of this money-saving program, but there are so many more of you who could be saving hundreds of dollars every month on your mortgage. It's simple and easy. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
I need a data backup solution for my business to replace my current tape backup device.
Do you want to spend a lot of money?
No.
Do you want to store and pay for replicated data?
No.
How about a solution that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Backup. End-to-end protection for physical and virtual servers, including data deduplication, to significantly reduce storage requirements, and replicated cloud storage for assured recovery, and live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Backup free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
I bet you can come up with any number of reasons why you don't want to get started on some sort of an exercise program. Well, Super Slow is not like any other exercise program, and I want you to give it a try and see if it is right for you, because it is so different. You call them at Super Slow Zone at 693-6100. You go in, and the first session is absolutely free. Try some of the machines out and see what this is about, because it is a personalized, customized program where you work on the machines with one person every time. Takes about 30 minutes, maybe a little bit less, but because it is just organized for you, it is set up for you. There aren't any distractions, there's no lights, no music, nothing that keeps you from being able to get in and efficiently exercise and be on your way. A couple of times a week to get started, then you move to one time a week. Call them today at 693-6100 and let Super Slow Zone show you a different way to exercise. Minutes a week in shape for life. Super Slow Zone.
Hi there. I see you're looking at the new 2014 Tundra.
Yeah, it's a beauty.
Sure is. Maybe I can help. What will you be using it for?
Let's see. I've been doing some camping lately and a bit of fishing.
I see. Well, the tundra is perfect.
Fly fishing, angling, even spear fishing. So, of course, scuba diving. I have a boat, so I'll need to haul that. And,
well, the new tundra has a complete...
I just tried hang gliding. Very cool. My friend got me into rock climbing. Now I'm scaling some pretty high peaks. Have you heard of lumberjacking?
When you want to do more, get a truck that does more. The new 2014 Toyota Tundra.
Motocross is kind of a hobby, and I've been doing some woodworking, building my own furniture.
It has a completely redesigned leather interior, backup camera, and tons of hauling capacity. It's a new generation truck for a new generation of Americans.
And oh yes, skydiving is very liberating.
Lease a 2014 Tundra Double Cab V8 for $269 a month for 24 months with $2,499 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit GSTOffers.com for details. Offers available in select states, ends 5/5/14.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards and More. It is 7:49. Fighting Texas Aggie baseball dropped the first two games of their series with Kentucky in the SEC, but then they got a little payback on Sunday, and Coach Childress was very pleased with the outcome of the game.
Needed to be able to answer as a group, and every time that opportunity's presented itself, our guys have always answered, and couldn't be more proud of them than the way we played today.
The Maroon and White, well, they were trailing coming out of the top of the first inning, roaring out of the gates themselves. They scored five in the bottom of the inning and rode Grayson Long's top performance of the season to a 14-2 thumping of number 17, Kentucky. Here's Coach Childress again.
Yeah, when A.J. hit the ball, I mean, he had counted for seven of the last 12 runs that Kentucky'd scored. And, you know, he was the one guy going in the weekend we didn't want to let beat us. And, you know, that's how good a hitter he is. And kind of took the air out of the stadium. And, you know, we came in and with two outs and nothing going, nobody on and two outs, just like that, we score five runs and breathe some life into our team and our dugout. And we continued to, you know, offensively as good as we have all year long.
The Aggs head south on Tuesday when they travel to Houston for a 6:30 contest against number 21 Rice at Reckling Park. The action for that game here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The number 11 Texas A&M men's tennis team defeated number 15 Florida 4-2 to win the 2014 SEC Men's Tennis Championship that happened in Nashville on the campus of Vandy. The Aggies improved their record to 24-6. The Bryan Lady Vikings will be involved in the District 14 5A playoff game tonight when they take on College Park at 6. That game is in Montgomery. The two teams tied for fourth and final playoff spot on Thursday when Bryan beat College Park 1-0. So it's win and you're in. Tonight's game will be broadcast on our sister station, The Zone, Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. In the NBA playoffs from yesterday,
Harden doubles team, makes a move, now leans back, cut off, 2 seconds, lean back, a fadeaway shot, missed, game over! In one of the absolutely most thrilling games, the Blazers steal game one.
LaMarcus Aldridge scored a franchise playoff record 46 points to lift the Portland Trail Blazers to a 122-120 victory over the Houston Rockets last night in game one of the first round of their series. Dwight Howard says you can really never take the post game too lightly.
Went to the finals once before, and once you get there, you're like, man, I can go every year, but things don't happen that easy. You know, so never take the moment that you have in front of you for granted.
Down the road in San Antonio, the Spurs held the Dallas Mavericks to one field goal in the final 7 minutes to rally from 10 back. They ended up winning 90-85 in game one yesterday, or the first round of their playoff series. The Mavericks also went scoreless for 5.5 minutes during that stretch. Their lone field goal came as time expired. Tim Duncan put up 27 points, and here's Coach Greg Popovich following the game.
You know, for all kinds of reasons. I mean, they missed some easy shots, and that helped us. We played some good defense. That helped us. So, you know, a little bit of everything.
The Miami Heat and Washington Wizards were also winners in yesterday's NBA playoffs. In Major League Baseball, Josh Donaldson homered, doubled twice, and had another solid start by Jesse Javieres, and the Oakland Athletics beat Houston 4-1. The Chicago White Sox snapped a four-game losing streak and pounded out a 16-2 victory over the Texas Rangers. In Texas A&M men's golf team, they defeated Colorado 3-2 on Sunday during match play competition at Prairie Dune. A total of 16 victories highlighted Texas A&M's performance at the LSU Alumni Gold Invitational on Saturday. And finally, the Dallas Stars square off against the Anaheim Ducks. They're trailing that series 2-0. They'll play tonight in Dallas, and they drop the puck at 8:35. That's been a look at your sports. It's brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. Did you know that the lack of roof maintenance is one of the leading reasons manufacturers deny roof claims? Even roofs with as little as 3 years of age need maintenance and may be required to validate manufacturer's warranties. That's why we offer the Overhead Care Club, our roof maintenance program. It comes with an annual 17-point roof inspection, roof debris removal, gutter cleaning, and much more. Call today and ask about our Overhead Care Club.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
I've been talking on the radio with Jen Zweiker for around 10 years now, and it's with great honor that I get to announce that they are actually moving. They're on their own now at 420 Tarot, and if you'd like to find out more, you can go to zarealestate.com. They've spread their wings a little bit, and they've moved into a new location, but with still the great service, and maybe even more so now because they've got a little more room to negotiate and move around. So to find out more, again, it's zarealestate.com. The housing market in Bryan College Station right now is going gangbusters, and it's very important that you pick the right realtor to buy or sell a home, in particular if you're going to sell yours, because you want to make sure that it's listed the right way and that it's done the right way just for your house. So to do that, again, it's zarealestate.com. They go the extra mile to make sure that everything is taken care of. There is no detail too small, no I that doesn't get dotted, no T that doesn't get crossed. I know this for a fact because I've actually bought and sold two different homes with zarealestate.com.
It's time to golf for Special Olympics. Howdy, I'm Coach Gary Blair, asking you to join me for the 11th annual Coach Blair Charity Celebrity Golf Classic, benefiting Special Olympics and other charities. Save Friday, May the 2nd for golf at Traditions. Go to GaryBlairGolf.com to sign up. Special thanks to Mac Resource, Blue Line Rentals, Jack Hillier Distributing, Janice Buchanan, Valic Financial Advisor, Commerce National Bank, KBTX, and News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Good morning. About 3 minutes till News Talk 1620. All right, so there's an exact time for everything. I don't know if you knew that or not. An exact time for everything. For instance, early morning is the time that you should do the most difficult tasks that you have to do all day. Hey, wake up at 6 o'clock, need to mow the lawn? Get her going. Neighbors may not like
that. Yeah, no.
Now, several hours before you open your eyes, the stress hormone cortisol begins to rise. That increases your blood sugar. Gives you the energy that you need to maintain different situations effectively. So take advantage of the increased amount as you get ready to do that difficult task. At 10 o'clock this morning, that's the best time to make a presentation because your voice is most rested then. Whether you have to speak before a roundtable meeting of colleagues or make a sales pitch to a large group of clients, do it mid-morning after you drink water. Water, not milk. Dairy products, not good. Don't want to be coughing up a loogie right there in the middle of the deal.
Scott.
All right, we talked about this on Friday, and apparently there is now clarification. General Mills will not take your legal rights away after all. People noticed that the General Mills site included a notice at the top which stated the company had new legal terms which required all disputes related to the purchase or use of any General Mills product or service to be resolved through a binding arbitration. I mean, that's what it said in there. If that weren't enough, the language in the actual legal terms stated that consumers were agreeing to these terms, whether they knew it or not, by using our website, joining our sites as a member, joining our online community, subscribing to our email newsletters, downloading or printing a digital coupon, entering a sweepstakes or a contest, or redeeming promotional offers, or otherwise participating in any other General Mills offering. That's what it said. Blog post over the weekend, General Mills website, a company mouthpiece, claims these words were, quote, widely misread.
When you put legalese on a website, people don't understand it?
Yeah. What? Arbitration would be simply streamlined.
Okay.
On how complaints are handled. Many companies do the same thing. We felt it would be helpful.